奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续做真言书的学习。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to learn the book of Proverbs.
好，我们在第五个单元，论幸福的家庭。
Let's take a look at the fifth theme, which is a happy family.
要有幸福的家庭，我们要避免家庭里头的这种不和谐跟相争。
In order to have a happy family, we need to work out the strife and contention.
在休息的时间，不晓得我们有没有想，稍微想一下，会引发家庭中相争不和谐的原因有哪些？
I don't know if you had some time during the break to think about the reasons that would cause disharmony in our family.
其中一个原因就是因为是家人，所以我们在对待家人呢，就跟在对待外面的人不一样。
One of the reasons that we have disharmony is because we treat our family members different from other people.
有时候对外面的人无论如何我们总是轻声细语的非常的有礼貌。
Sometimes when we treat people outside of family, we are very gentle and soft with our words.
纵然有时候我们其实心情不是很好但是我们还是尽量的很有礼貌的来对待人。
Even though we might not be in a very good mood, but we would still use our good manners when speaking with others.
但是对待家人，因为是家人，因为我心情不好，所以呢，我就摆着一个不好的脸色给家人看。
But when we talk to our family, just because they are our family members, so when we are not happy, then we would always speak to them in a very harsh tone.
有时候有些父母对自己儿女的责备，用那种很不好听、很尖锐的言语。
Sometimes when parents talk to their children, they would use a very stern and hurtful tone.
事实上，他们绝对不会用这样的言语去教训别人的孩子。
In fact, they would not use the same sharp tone against other children.
但是为什么对自己的孩子是用这样尖锐的语言呢？
Why would they speak to their own children with such negative tone?
理由是因为我为了我的孩子好。
The reason is it is that they are doing this for the good of their children.
虽然是家人，虽然是孩子，但是他的感觉跟别人家的孩子的感觉是一样的。
Even though they are our own family members and they are our own children, but the feelings or emotions that they have are the same as that of the family members and children of others.
你如果知道你不可以用这种言语来教训别人的孩子，那也就是你也不能够用这种尖锐的语言来对自己的孩子讲。
If you know that you are not supposed to use these harsh tone against other people's children, then you shouldn't use the same harsh tone against your own children.
婚姻是神所设立的。
Marriage is given by God.
所以每一个家庭也是神所要祝福的。
Therefore, each family is something that God wants to bless.
但是我们也都有责任好好的来照顾，来经营我们的家庭。
We all have this responsibility to take care and manage our family.
所以圣经里头有很多的教导是跟婚姻跟家庭有关系的。
Therefore, there are a lot of teachings in the Bible that are concerning our family and our marriage.
要有幸福的家庭，我们要避免贪财。
In order to have a blissful family, we need to avoid greed.
请看箴言十五章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章二十七节。
15 verse 27.
贪恋财力的扰害己家，恨恶贿赂的必得存活。
27. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live.
贪财对自己对家庭都不好。
A person with greed is harmful to himself and to his family.
这里说贪财的其实结果会 扰坏自己的家。
This verse tells us that those who are greedy will gain trouble for his own house.
为了贪，可能就会有下半句话的说，这个被贿赂。
Because they're greedy, they might receive bribes.
这个贿赂是违法的事情。
Bribes are not legal.
那可能被发现了，那违反了国家的法律。
If they are found giving or taking bribes, then they will have to be under they have to suffer from the court.
那可能就会被判罪，可能就会被下在监牢里。
They might have to be in prison.
如果你是家里的家长，那你的家一定会受到损伤的。
If you are the parents, then you will also suffer from their consequence.
我们再请看十五章第六节。
Let us turn to chapter 15, verse 16.
第六节。
Sorry, verse 6.
一人家中多有财宝，恶人得利，反受扰害。
Verse 6. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble.
一个义人用正当的手法来获得钱财。
A person who is righteous, they will make money in a legal way.
可能速度不是那么快，但是呢，他一定会像这里所说的，一定会会有财宝，一定会有存款。
Because they do it legally, therefore it might take them slower to gain their wealth. However, eventually they will receive much treasure.
我们总是希望说让家庭能够有更好的生活。
We often want to be able to provide more for our own family.
常常要有更好的生活，可能就是我们要增加我们的收入。
If we want a family to have a better life, then we need to have more income.
所以基于这个理由呢，所以有时候我们会很专注于我们的工作，我们的事业。
Because of this reason, then we will put in a lot of effort in our career.
但是我们却也常常发现，可能我们成功了，但是呢，我们的家庭并没有变得更快乐。
Many times when we become successful in our career, we would notice that our family did not become happier.
而在这追逐的过程当中，贪常常会掺杂进来。
Conversely, we may let greed enter into our heart.
我们付出了努力，我们也希望很快的能够获得利益。
We want the effort that we put out to have returned quickly.
通常很快获得利益的，它会有风险。
And if we want to receive the return very fast, then there will be great risk.
很快获得利益的，甚至它可能是不合法的。
And a lot of times, the quick revenue would be illegal.
一开始我们的动机是好的，我们要让我们的家庭有更好的生活。
Even though we might have a good motivation at the beginning because we want our family to have a better life.
但是在钱财的追逐上，这总是对人是很大的试探。
But if we pursue after great wealth, it would become a snare and temptation to us.
财务可能是快乐家庭的原因之一而已，不是全部。
Wealth is only one of the reasons that will make our family happy, but it is not the whole story.
也就是说，不一定要有很多的财物，我们的家庭才会快乐。
That means we don't actually have to have a lot of money to become happy in the family.
所以要有快乐的家庭，我们绝对不可以陷入贪里头。
Therefore, if we want to have a blissful family, we make sure we do not fall into the trap of greed.
我们再请看箴言31章27节。
Let us now turn to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 7.
31章27节。
Verse 27.
他观察家务，并不吃闲饭。
31 verse 27, she watches over the ways of her husband, household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
啊，这里是在讲一个贤德的啊，这个才德的妇人。
This passage talks about the virtuous woman.
啊，那她的特点之一就是啊，她不吃闲饭。
One of her characteristics is that she does not eat the bread of idleness.
那我们扩大范围。所有的家庭成员都要避免吃闲饭。
And so we can expand this to a bigger circle to all the family members that no one in the family should eat the bread of idleness.
啊，这个家是所有家庭成员的。
Because this home belongs to all the members in the household.
啊，所以每一个人对家都有责任，都需要有所付出。
Therefore, every single member of the household has a responsibility to keep the homes.
那尤其当我们在教导我们的孩子的时候，哦，我们应该让他们在家里也有一些事情做。
Because everyone needs to contribute to the household, therefore we need to teach our children to do some chores.
我们人是不断的在学习。
We often keep learning as we live.
而且我们需要在不同的场合来学习。
And we need to learn in different environments.
为什么我们需要把孩子送去学校？
Why do we send our children to school?
因为他需要在学校里来做学习。
Because they can learn when they go to school.
以后学校毕业了，在工作的场所，他也在学习。
After they graduate from school, they go to work and they continue to learn at their workplace.
在工作 场所所学习的可能在学校是学不到的。
There are things that they are unable to learn at school that they could learn from work.
同样的，在家庭里头该学习的可能其他的场所是没有办法教导的。
In the same way, there are things that they can learn from home which they cannot learn anywhere else.
所以我们做父母的我们疼爱我们的孩子。
As parents, we love our children very much.
但是我们要知道，我们的家庭是有那个教导孩子的责任。
We need to understand that we have the responsibility to teach our children at home.
而且这不是学校或者教会可以取代的。
This is not something that the school or the church can take over.
我想不吃闲饭可以让我们做这样的联想。
So the term do not eat the bread of idleness can give us such teaching.
要有幸福的家庭，我们必须要守圣经的教训。
In order to have a blissful family, the family members need to keep the word of God.
夫妻是家庭的中心。
The spouses or the parents are the center of the house.
有了孩子之后，孩子可能变成是家庭里头这个很重要的一部分。
After they have children, the children may become an important part of the household.
但是中心永远是夫妻，夫妻永远是家庭的中心。
However, the center are always the couple, the parents.
那我们的重心可能转向孩子。
Sometimes we might turn our focus onto our children.
但是不要忘记中心还是要以夫妻为中心。
But we have to remember always that the center of the household, it is the couple.
所以整个家庭要守圣经的教训，那很重要的是夫妻要守圣经给我们的有关夫妻的教训。
In order for the whole household to keep the word of God, first of all, the couple, the parents, they need to keep the teachings of marriage first.
那对夫妻会造成最大伤害的就是有关淫乱的事情。
The greatest harm that can come into the couple's life is adultery.
因为这个会毁了婚姻，甚至毁了整个家庭。
Because that will destroy the couple and also the family.
那我们守圣经的教训，这个家庭里头，我们才能够真的有这种家人彼此的相爱， 彼此的帮助。
Only if we keep this commandment of God that the family members can actually show love and care for one another.
当然在家庭以外也有人帮助我们，也有人会爱我们。
It is true that outside of this family, there are others that will show love and concern.
但是家庭还是没有任何的一个单位可以来取代的。
But the family is not something that anyone or any organization can replace.
在有些时候，家人的爱，家人的帮助，这个是意义是不一，是非常的不一样的。
Many times, the love and support of our family members way surpass what anyone else could give us.
你很想哭出来。
If you want to cry.
你看到别人，你会忍着，你不会哭出来。
You see other people, you might try to keep it all inside.
但是很多时候，你看到自己的家人，你就大声的哭出来了。
Once you see your family members, you will cry out with no restraint.
因为你是家人的一份子，现在家人来到你的面前。
Because you are part of this family, and when they come before you.
所以我们的生活里头需要各种不同的层面。
Sorry?
我们的生活需要各种不同的 level, 不同的层面。
So in our lives, there are many different levels.
这彼此之间常常也是没有办法代替的。
And no one can replace another.
尤其家庭没有任何的一个单位可以来取代这个家庭。
Especially, no one can replace the place of our family.
家庭绝对是我们人生道路上、信仰道路上最重要的一个单位。
The family is the most important thing that will help us in our journey of faith.
只要我们付上一些努力，神一定会带领祝福我们的家庭。
As long as we really put in the effort to keep God's word in our family, then God will bless and guide our family.
要有一个快乐的家庭，我们要管教我们的孩子。
In order to have a blissful family, we need to discipline our children.
愚昧是存在每一个年龄层里头。
Folly actually exists in all types of age group.
纵然是小孩子，我们也会看出他们有一些这个愚昧的动作、愚昧的倾向。
We could see that our little children may exhibit some sign of folly.
当然一定要帮助他们来脱离这个愚昧。
We definitely need to help them to depart from folly.
那就是这就需要父母亲的这个关心。跟父母亲的这个带领。
So this requires the guidance and care of the parents.
我们请看箴言22章15节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 22, verse
15. 15节，愚蒙迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以严严的赶除。
22 verse 15, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him.
这里说，愚昧的事情有时候会把我们的孩子把他绑住了，把他好像他入了，被绑住了一样。
Foolishness can bind up in the heart of a child.
我们爱我们的孩子，当然我们一定要帮助他脱离这个这个愚昧。
So as parents, we need to help them to not to be bound up by foolishness.
当然，他这里在古代，他们是用所谓的杖打，用这种管教的方式。
In the ancient time, they disciplined the children with the rod.
但是目标一样，但是用的方法可以不一样。
We have the same goal, but the way that we discipline them could be different.
因为在今天的社会里头是不主张用体罚，甚至这个有时候是会犯法的。
Because in today's society, to use the rod is against the law, is considered an abuse.
在这样的时代里头，神也一定会给我们智慧方法来帮助我们的孩子来脱离这个愚昧。
In our today's society, God will give us the wisdom and the method to discipline and correct our children so they could be far from foolishness.
那这必须我们有在关心我们的孩子，有在观察我们的孩子。
And so if we care about our children and we actually observe them.
这也就是跟前面所讲的不要贪是有关系的。
That's related to not being greedy.
如果我们只贪于要有更多的财富，那我们可能就没有时间来关心我们的孩子。
Because if we fall into the trap of greediness, then we will not have time to care for our children or to observe them.
那我们忽略了我们的孩子所带来的损失，可能是不是财务能够弥补的。
So if we do overlook our children, then the loss that we will suffer would be so great that no money can help.
这个箴言里头它是用很强很极端的这种说法。
And the Proverbs, they give us this teaching in a very extreme way.
请看23章13节。
Let us turn to 23 verse 13.
十三节，不可不管教孩童，你用杖打他，他必不至于死。
Verse 13, do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die.
可能因为父母没有管教孩子，结果让他死，结果他让他死了。
If we do not correct and discipline our children, then they might end up in death.
这是讲得非常非常严厉的。
That is very severe.
还有更严厉的。
There is even more severe consequence.
十四节，你要用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂免下阴间。
Verse 14, you shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell.
这甚至跟他的永恒是有关系的。
So discipline action has to do with saving their soul.
所以栽培我们孩子的信仰，这绝对是需要的。
So it is definitely necessary to cultivate our children in their faith.
在这样的时代里头，只有靠教会的宗教教义是不够的。
In this generation, if we only rely on the church religious education classes, then it is not enough to cultivate their soul.
我们的孩子在年幼的时候，我们一定在家庭里头好好的给他营造出这种信仰的环境，信仰的气氛。
When our children are young or small, we need to start creating an environment for them to build up their faith.
那要怎么做呢？
How do we do that?
我们请看19章18节。
Turn to 19 verse 18.
18节，趁有指望。管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
Verse 18, chasten your son while there's still hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction.
这里也是讲得很严厉，就是说不管教，那你就是任他死亡。
This verse is very stern. It says that if you do not chasten your son, then you are setting your heart on his destruction.
一开始说趁着有指望。
In verse 18, it first said that while there's still hope.
这个就是指着时间，这个时机，timing 是很重要的。
This means that the timing of chastening our son is very important.
因为我们在美国的生活来讲的话，在家庭里头对孩子有关信仰的栽培，最好是在这个 junior high 中学以前。
So in terms of American culture, in order to build up our children's faith, we need to start setting up a family altar before junior high school.
因为孩子上了高中， 他的课程会还多，他的一些活动也会增加。
Because after they start a junior high school, then they'll have a lot of schoolwork and a lot of activities.
啊，那他也这个身体上也正在成长。
And their body is growing at the same time.
啊，其实他还是个小孩，但是呢，他的外表哈、啊，可能已经比你高，比你壮。
Even though they're still a child inside, but physically they might be bigger and stronger than you.
哦，虽然其实他只是还是一个孩子，但是他也因为他的外表，他也很想要成为一个大人。哦，他也很想要独立。
Therefore, even though they're still a child, but because physically they look like an adult, therefore they also want to be independent.
所以可能就刻意的在有一些事情上面呢，他就会不会跟我们配合。
So, in some things, they will purposely go against our will.
这个是一个成长过程常常会有的现象。
That is a phenomenon that we will see when children are growing up to be a teenager.
所以在这段时间，当然我们都要更小心的来面对他们，好好的来跟他们相处。
During this time, we need to spend even more time and effort with them.
基本上在初中之前呢，我们的孩子不会是这么的麻烦或者这么的复杂。
Basically, before junior high school, our children shouldn't be as difficult to deal with.
通常就是父母亲怎么做，孩子就会很顺服的一起来做。
Most of the time, whatever we ask them to do, they will follow.
所以家庭来栽培孩子的信仰，那个时机点最好是在初中以前，就很踏实的在做。
Therefore, before our children reach junior high school, we need to educate them and chasten them when they're.
那通常在这个之前呢，我们已经能够达到我们所想要的目标。
Usually before that point, we would have reached our goal.
就信仰的层面呢，我们希望我们的孩子他是敬畏神的。
In terms of their faith, we want them to fear God.
我们希望我们的孩子他是懂得爱神。
We want them to know to love God.
我们希望我们的孩子他懂得依靠神。
We want them to be able to rely on God on their own.
我们希望我们的孩子他懂得要荣耀神。
We want them to know that they need to glorify God.
那这样的目标其实在初中之前是可以栽培起来的。
These goals can be reached and fulfilled before they reach junior high school.
因为我们教会里头有宗教教育，有学生灵恩会，在配合上这个家庭的这个有关宗教的栽培。
Because during that time they have student spiritual convocation, they could attend. They have religious education classes together with our family altar at home.
那所以孩子上了高中之后有时候他会说我今天我功课很多。
So when our children reach the age of junior high school or high school, they might tell us that, oh, today I have a lot of homework to do.
他要参加一些的必须要的活动。
Or they have to go to a mandatory activity or event.
那所谓的我们这种家庭的崇拜呢可能就会越来越少。
Then our family altar may decrease in time.
一方面他也想要自己独立。
On another hand, they also want to have independence.
不要以为说他们就疏懒于祷告或者读圣经。
Don't think that they are being lazy to not wanting to pray and read the Bible.
他做不太对的事情不愿意让你知道，他在做对的事情，好的事情，其实他也不太愿意让你知道。
Sometimes when they do the wrong thing, they don't really want you to know. And in the same way, when they are doing the right thing, they also don't want you to know.
那我们父母亲就是观察，我们不用过分的太紧张，或者是老师要 要再像以前那样子的那种做法。
So as parents, we can just observe from the side. We don't need to be overly anxious and worry about them.
那个最好的时间点，如果我们有把握住了。
So if we have grabs on the best timing to chasten our children.
那他上了高中，上了大学，在我们的观察里头呢，有时候真的会让我们觉得很安慰。
And after they've gone to junior high school, we could observe from their behavior that that they're doing the right thing, which makes us very happy.
有时候我们会发现说，他为了他的事情呢，他很用心的在祷告，在求神的帮助，求神的带领。
Because we can see that when they experience difficulty, they will really spend the time and effort to pray to God for help.
那当然我们在观察里头呢，我们知道孩子，他可能遇到事情，我们也为他祷告。So
when we observe that they have such a behavior, then we know that they have met with some challenges, and then we will just pray for them.
那如果我们有把握住那一段可以栽培的时间，甚至我们的孩子他也会邀请我们，爸爸妈妈为我祷告。
And if we have taken the opportunity to teach them while we still can, actually later on, they might even invite us to pray for them when they experience challenges.
那孩子他还是在学习，还是在成长的过程当中。
Our children are still learning and they're still growing.
那我们随着他年龄的不同，我们的教导的方式可能会不太一样。
And as they're growing in different stages, the way that we teach them would be different.
看起来好像他一直不想要依赖我们，那但是我们的帮助还是不可以少。
It seems like they do not want to lean on us when they have troubles, but we cannot stop helping them.
我们可能少用嘴巴，但是我们多用我们的双眼。
So we can use less of our words to help them, but use more of our eyes.
我们随时发现有什么我们需要帮助的，那我们还是要尽我们做父母的责任。
So if we observe that they need help in certain ways or certain things, we can still do our part to help them.
我们请看13章24节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 24.
24节，不忍用杖打儿子的，是恨恶他；疼爱儿子的，随时管教。
Verse 24, he who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly.
这个下半句话，随时管教，这个是很重要的。
The second portion of this verse, he who loves him, discipline him promptly. This phrase is very important.
我们随时都有在关心，在观察我们的孩子。
That means we are always observing our children.
好，那我们再来，箴言里头，对家庭，包括了对青年人的勉励。
In the topic of a happy family, the book of Proverbs also give a lot of encouragement towards the youth.
那我们的孩子长大之后，他就会成为青年人。
Because when our children slowly grow up, they will become a youth.
那我们从箴言里头呢，我们可以看到对青年呢，我们应该给他们的一些关心跟勉励。
From the book of Proverbs, we could see how it encourages the young adult, the youth.
我们请看20章29节。
Let us turn to chapter 20, verse 29.
20章29节。
20:29.
强壮乃少年人的荣耀，白发为老年人的荣耀。
The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray head.
今天 这个物产啊非常丰富啊，所以基本上啊，我们的孩子在成长过程当中，他是营养充足的。
Today, because we are so sufficient in material and physical things, therefore our children grew up very sufficiently.
所以年轻人的本钱啊，就是他的这个强壮的身体。
Here says that the glory of the young men is their strength.
基本上来讲是很容易有一个强壮的身体。
That means it is easy for them to have a strong body.
但是年轻人也很容易的来滥用糟蹋了他这强壮的身体。
But it is also very easy for them to misuse their physical strength.
所以这是我们需要去为他们祷告提醒他们的。
Well, that's something we need to pray for them and encourage them.
有些年轻人以为说他是永远不会倒，永远不会生病，永远不会累。
Some young people think that they will never be tired, they'll never fall, and they'll never be weak.
所以过分的滥用挥霍自己的身体啊，结果把这个啊本来应该是强壮的，结果呢啊就啊这个伤害了自己的身体的健康。
So if they do not take care of their body and misuse their strength, then eventually they will reap the harm.
所以要常常提醒他们啊，要爱惜自己的身体。
So we need to often encourage them to take good care of their health.
要为了神，为了爸爸妈妈，爱惜自己的身体。
So that they could do this for God and for their parents who love them.
那对少年人，我们也要帮助他们好能够掩蔽这种淫乱的事情。
And as parents, we also need to encourage them to depart from sexual immorality.
在今天的社会里头，这是年轻人很大的一个很大的试探跟引诱。
In this society, sexual immorality is one of the greatest snares and temptation that they will face.
所以在箴言里头呢，也有很多有关这样经节的提醒。
Therefore, there are some verses in the book of Proverbs that would encourage them against adultery.
我们再请看箴言25章28节。
Let's turn to 25, verse 28.
25章28节。
Chapter 25, verse 28.
人不制服自己的心，好像毁坏的诚意，没有强援。
Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls.
我们每一个人都要学习能够控制自己的心，自己的情绪。
We need to all be able to control our own heart and our emotion.
那这也是年轻人一个很重要的功课。
That is a very important homework for the youth.
因为如果不能够控制自己的心，就失去了保护。
Because if you cannot control your own heart, then you have lost the protection.
因为看不见的魔鬼撒旦，他是存在的，他是想要攻击我们的。
Because the devils which we cannot see with our eyes, they actually exist and they're constantly attacking our heart.
一个不能够保守自己的心，不能够控制自己的情绪的人呢，是很容易被撒旦来攻击的。
A person who does not constantly protect his own heart and does not manage his own emotion, they're very likely to be attacked by Satan.
这也包括人与人的相处呢，如果不能够制服自己的心是很容易，也是很容易被攻击，让自己受到伤害。
This is also applicable to interpersonal relationship. So if we don't know to protect our heart, then it is very easy for us to be offended and get hurt.
所以要不断地为他们祷告, 让他们的心能够归向神。
So we need to pray for them often so that they will return to God in their heart.
在进入所谓青年,可能是在大学时代或者大学毕业了之后,
As they become a young adult, that's the stage where they are in college, almost graduating, and start working.
可能因为他的学业,可能因为他的工作,可能会有点疏忽了信仰的事情。
Because of the school and the career, they might overlook the importance of their faith.
所以要为他们有很多的祷告,关心他们,劝勉他们。
So we need to pray for them often and often encourage them.
好,幸福快乐的家庭,在箴言里头也包括了我们对父母亲的这种尊敬孝顺。
To have a happy family, we also need to learn about filial piety.
所以这也是十诫里头的第五诫,当孝敬父母。
That's also the fifth commandment in the Ten Commandments, which is to honor our parents.
所以在箴言里头也有很多关于如何来对待父母。
And so the book of Proverbs also share with us how we can treat our parents.
箴言也有很多的经节提到,如果没有尽到做儿女对父母的这种责任的话,那将会有什么后果?
This book tells us that if we do not fulfill our duty of showing honor to our parents, what will happen to us?
我们请看23章22节。
Let's turn to chapter 23, verse 22.
23章22节。
Proverbs 23, verse 22.
你要听从生你的父亲,你母亲老了,也不可藐视他。
Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
父母亲总是为儿女好。
The parents always think on behalf of their children for their good.
那所以这里就勉励做儿女的说,要听从生你的父亲。
That's why here the Bible teaches us to listen to our Father who begot us.
那我把这一句话呢,换一个方向来做思考。
So I would use this phrase, but in a different perspective.
我们要给儿女的建议或教导,通常都是为他着想,为他好。
The advice that we give to our children are meant for their good.
那圣经的教导是儿女要听从父母。
The Bible teaches us that the children need to listen to the parents.
那我们做父母的呢,我们也要想着说,我们如何能够得到儿女对我们的信任,而他愿意听我们给他的建议或者教导。
But as parents, we need to think about what can we do so that our children will be willing to listen to our teachings and advice.
当然圣经的教导是儿女,你要听父母。
It is true that the Bible teaches us that as children, we need to listen to our parents.
那我们做父母的,我们可以反向的来想,那我如何让我的儿女 他愿意听我。
But as parents, we need to think about it from a different perspective to ponder upon what we can do to help our children to voluntarily want to listen to us.
要听父母,这是圣经里头很清楚的教导,我们的儿女,他一定知道。
The commandment of listening to our parents are so clearly written in the Bible that I'm sure all children would know this.
但是他们为什么有时候不愿意听我们?
But why is it that sometimes they're unwilling to listen to our teachings?
那可能是问题出在我们。 我们让他们 不愿意、不想听我们的。
Sometimes the problem is in us as the parents, so which caused them not wanting to listen to us.
哦，因为我们的目标就是儿女能够听我们给他好的建议、好的教导。
Because our goal is that our children will listen to our good advice, which would be good for them.
哦，如果我们自己稍微改进一下就能够达到这种效果，我们为什么不做呢？
So if we can just make a small changes in ourselves so that our children will be listened to us, then why wouldn't we do it?
好，那这里说母亲老了也不可以藐视她。
This verse also says that we should not despise our mother when she's old.
哦，就是我们的父母亲年老了，我们还是要努力的啊，让他们能够有一个快乐的生活，快乐的家庭。
That means when our parents are old, we need to make sure that they still have a very happy life and happy family life.
啊，这是神所看重的啊，神也一定会祝福我们。
That is something that God really values, and He will bless us if we do so.
好，我们一起默祷，我们今天就学习到这里。
Let's conclude our lesson today. Let's say a silent prayer together.
Amen.
Amen.